Blog Talk Radio.
Now, in its second edition, Carol Dean's popular book, The Art of Film Funding, has 12 new chapters to cover all areas of film financing and how to avoid expensive pitfalls. Learn how to start with an idea and end with a trailer. How to make an ask for money. Create your story structure and your trailer. Legal advice, fair use, successful crowdfunding, how to ask for music rights, and what insurance you can't shoot without. Available on Amazon under Carol Dean and at FromTheHeartProductions.com. Hi, and welcome to The Art of Film Funding. I'm your co-host, Claire Papin, along with Carol Dean, author of the best-selling book, The Art of Film Funding. Carol is also the founder and president of From the Heart Productions and the host of this show. Our guest, Corky Kessler, Esquire, is a leading film attorney who works for Dutch, Levy, and Engel, and he discusses legal issues, marketing, and distribution of films, and he's also had extensive experience in the entertainment industry on a worldwide basis. Corky regularly speaks on the business and legal aspects of feature film development, including tax incentives, and that's a very important topic. Corky is here with information on the extension of 181 section of the Jobs Act. Carol, would you talk about that?
Well, Corky, I'm just so glad that you're here. I know you just came from Sundance, so let's start with how your Sundance film financing seminar went.
We did during Sundance, because it's not a Sundance, you know, authorized and supported, but we did it during Sundance. We did a panel on legal and business pitfalls with major people in the industry on the panel. And then in the afternoon, we did a pitch session where people got to pitch in the later development phase their projects, and we picked a winner, and we gave $1,500 to her. We had a second place, which we did not plan for, but it was so successful, we created a second place, $500. But the first place winner got $1,500 and free casting services from Mary Vernou, one of the biggest casting agents in all of Hollywood. And it was a huge, huge success, which we'll talk later, which leads to us coming to the heartland of the independent filmmakers to L.A. on March 29th and March 30th.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. Well, I spoke to Alana, who was with you at Sundance. She said that it was the best thing she's done to move her film forward and that she learned so much watching your pitch seminar. So it starts out the first round. How long did they pitch?
We allowed them because we only had we had 24 pitch. It was the first ever pitch, and we gave them 5 minutes for the first round pitch, and we gave them 7 minutes for the second round, where in second round we had six finalists, and when we decided on who won from the six finalists.
And these were all features, right?
They were all features. They were no docs.
But it's the same thing. People have to learn the same, how to pitch, how to make an ask. So really learning how to finance your film is good for any filmmaker, Corky.
Yes, it was the panel. I talked about the extension of 181. I talked just a little about the Jumpstart Act of 2012. We had Louise Levison, who talked about business plans. We had Phase 2, that's a marketing firm in Los Angeles. We had a representative, David McDonald. We had John Corser, who does line producing. We had Todd Hine with Crowe Horvath, who is the leading expert on 181 from an accounting standpoint. And we had Jill Aguilar, who is the president of Cohen, K-O-A-N, Inc., which is a sales agent and distribution company. We were all on this panel.
Oh, how exciting. What a nice group of people you've got together. Well, all right, so you're doing it again in L.A. on the 29th and the 30th, and we'll post that on Facebook. And people, do you have a limited number of seats? What's happening?
Yeah, let me tell you where I believe it's going to be, and when I give my contact information at the end, people can contact me. I believe it's going to be at Showbiz. BIC Showbiz Store and Cafe at 500 South Sepulveda Boulevard. And on a Friday afternoon, March 29th, we're going to do our panel from 2 to 5. And we can only have 100 and maximum 120 people in that room. And we're charging $25 for just the panel. We're charging $65 for the panel and the pitch session, and $75 for only the pitch. Saturday from 10 to 4, all the judges will be there. We'll break down into either sets of three judges or sets of two judges each, and people will come and pitch their projects to the judges. We will give the winner $1,500. Well, second place, $750, third place, $500. The winner not only gets $1,500, but Ronnie Yesko, a major casting director, is going to be on the panel, and everyone on the panel is going to cut their fees in half to provide service on the film, from casting to distribution to attorney to accounting to marketing to live producing.
What a coup to win that. How
exciting. And Bill Duke, a major director in L.A., is going to be involved in some way, either free or half price, to direct.
Fantastic. Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting, Carter.
So the value of that whole package?
Yes.
Is about $200,000.
Oh, my gosh. What a great event. Well,
So, for the pitch, we're only going to allow the first 75 because we really have to, limit it to a reasonable number. I can tell you, somebody from SAG called me about 20 minutes before this phone conversation and said to me, and this is a quote, "Nobody in L.A. has ever offered this to anybody in my knowledge, and you are offering something that's so valuable, you're going to be swamped with a number of people that are going to want to be part of this."
Well said. Of course you will. It's going to be incredible. So we better get our tickets early, Claire.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So it's exciting, and we could not have done this if, in fact, there wasn't a big buzz and a big success from Sundance. And as I told you earlier, 45 of the 116 movies shown at Sundance already got bought, and they expect that list will go up to 50 to 55, and that's huge. Think about it. Half or close to half of every movie shown in Sundance got bought. It's tremendous for the independent filmmaker.
It is tremendous. I'm so happy to hear that because I know that last year the numbers were nowhere near that good.
So I want to, if you don't mind, I want to talk about what I'm very proud of, the extension of the federal incentives under 181.
Yes, I want to hear, because I know you had a lot to do with us getting that extended. Go ahead, tell us what's happening.
Okay. Section 181 is a federal incentive that came into effect October of 2004. And through extensions, is now going to be available through the end of 2013, this year. So the gift given to anyone who made a movie or started a movie in 2012 when there was none,
yes,
The gift on January 1st is it got extended and said to all those movies in 2012, now you're 181 because we go back to January 1 of 2012, and you're going to be able to do 181 for all of 2013, and you can grandfather all your movies under 181 by the end of 2013, and they're going to be 181. So 181, in a very thumbnail sketch, says, if your accountant makes the election for 181 on the first tax return filed for the project, because if it's not on the first tax return, you cannot amend a tax return unless you begin adversary action against your accountant. So the accountant must make the election on the first tax return for the project, and the accountant cannot capitalize the production expenses, which they would normally do. Assuming the accountant is on board for all of those first two things, you can expense and your investors can take a loss up to the first $15 million or $20 million spent per picture, and up to the first $15 or $20 million spent for television per episode, up to 44 episodes. And there's no floor. It could be a $100 movie, a $1,000 movie. And when you spend your investors' money, spending, not investing it, when you spend your tax-paying investors' dollars in that year that you spend it, it's 100% loss. You can significantly wipe out or significantly affect their tax liability federally that they have to pay. And if you package it with a good state incentive, you can have a recovery to your investor of 50 to 77 cents on every dollar. And no other business can you do that with. 75% of your service wages in your budget have to be performed and paid in the United States, but they don't have to be United States citizens. You can bring them in. So you've got the luxury of 25% to be spent and done outside of the United States. You can do co-productions and various other things with that 25%. And the final thing about 181 is it cannot be a sexually explicit movie. However, you can simulate sex, and it's fine.
Oh my gosh.
That's
okay.
181.
All right. Well, let's.
Okay, well, Corky, I just want to let you know we have someone calling in with a question. Would this be okay to bring him on now?
Perfect.
Oh, great. Okay. Hello, caller. You are on with Carol Dean and Corky Kessler for the Art of Film Funding, and you have a question. What is your name? And share your question.
Hi, this is Mike. Hi, Corky. And
how are you, Mike?
Good. Well, I've I'm a filmmaker, and I'm excited about this Jobs Act because I've heard previously in the previous time you were on Blog Talk Radio with Carol and Claire that I might be able to fundraise for my film with investors through the web. I was wondering if you could talk about how that relates to independent film on a smaller budget film, like under $1 million. If we're utilizing websites like Kickstarter and Indiegogo, is it possible for us to fundraise and receive investors on small amounts like we do donations?
Yeah, there's a crowdfunding section of the Jumpstart Act of 2012 that signed into law on April 5th, 2012. And for crowdfunding as an investment, not as a contribution, and you go up to $1 million, and you can mix unaccredited and accredited, but you must go through an SEC-authorized portal, third party that collects it. So you cannot collect it yourself. So it has to go through a portal. Just today, the SEC got blasted. I mean blasted. And even signified that the SEC and President Obama violated the law because when it was signed into law, the SEC was mandated in having rules within 90 days of April 5th. Of 2012. So although there's no safe harbor, now I've got clients that are moving forward and don't care. You need a private placement memorandum, and you need all of your LLC documents to go under the crowdfunding portion of the Jumpstart Act.
Oh, a question about the PMM.
And then you can publicly solicit, market, and advertise your investment opportunities and your investment documents, which you could never, ever do historically under the SEC before. But again, there's no safe harbor yet because there aren't rules as to the portals currently.
Okay, I just want to clarify, Mike, that this is not the 181 section.
Right.
Of the original Jobs Act that Carkey was talking about when you called in. This is the new Jobs Act that we got from Congress that to start online crowdfunding for money legally taking investments.
There's a much longer conversation. I really don't want to concentrate on that during this conversation because that will lead to a much, much, much longer conversation that we don't have time for.
But the point, Carkey, that you're making is that some people are saying, okay, to heck with the government. I'm just going to go online and start marketing and raise money for my feature film and get investors based on the new law, even though I don't have a safe haven. Is that right?
That's correct, because although there's no safe haven, my clients are going to say, Corky, what you draft and your qualifications for accredited investors and what you're doing on the crowdfunding, you still need a portal. But the other part is the new business act, where you can only go after accredited investors, and you still need the PPM and the LLC documents. And the issue is, what are the criteria that which you do in due diligence to verify that everyone is an accredited investor? And my clients feel that my questions on my investor questionnaire that they have to fill out will be significantly okay. And they're willing to take that gamble, because what's the SEC going to do? Come after you, and a judge is going to say, fine, SEC, where are your rules? How do you know this is not good enough? What do you have to say to define what has to be done? They're in violation of their own laws.
Right. Well, good. I'm glad that somebody slammed them for it, because we're all sitting here waiting to go live with that and set up portals. But could then Mike go online with existing portals like Indiegogo and take money?
But let me throw in something that the people will want to know. January of 2009, in the New York Times, there was an article, again, in the New York Times that said because of the federal and the state incentives, investing in independent movies today is, and this is what they said, a conservative investment.
Bravo. It should be, because you've got state discounts, you've got federal, and now you've got, like you said, 77%. I mean, even if you got 75 cents on the dollar that you could get back, that means you have a 25% liability or possible loss, right?
Yeah, but when would you ever think that the New York Times would state investing in film is a conservative investment?
Never.
it was an amazing, amazing quote from an amazing article in the New York Times. I believe it's January 19th, 2009.
Mike, I want to thank you for calling in. We'll hopefully hear from you again.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Take care.
Okay. So, all right, let's go back to the 181, because I want to get really clear for people who are not familiar with it. Let's say that I go to Todd, who is a great guy. I've met him, and he's in Los Angeles as an accountant, and he sets up my books. And he knows how to do it, and then I get an investment of $100,000.
All right.
That person that gives me the $100,000 could expect to get 75% back?
No. Let's say you, Carol, put in $100,000 as an investment in a movie today, and I spend it, because spending triggers it.
Okay.
At the end of the year, you'll get a K-1 that says you invested $100,000, we spent your $100,000, $100,000, 100% of your $100,000 is a loss that you can take now. We don't characterize the loss, but you got $100,000 as a loss. Let's say you're in a 35% tax bracket.
Right.
You have given yourself a reduction in your actual taxes of $35,000. And if you don't need all of that, you can go back 2 years and amend your tax returns or go forward 22 years.
Oh, Corky, that's brilliant.
Okay, so people who have never invested in film consider doing it. However, you still have to look at the story and the project and the team that's assembled. It's not a slam dunk. You want people that are part of the team that you trust, and you want to have a screenplay that's a good enough story that it's going to be marketable.
Right, right. But that's just standard due diligence, that the screenwriter has a lot of comments, and you know that it's professionals who have said it's a good script, and you feel safe with that.
Right.
All right, so we got two things going with Jobs Act. So 181 is back, and the other Job Act, you just have to take your chances if you want to do your own critique of your own investors, but your paperwork is set so that your clients feel it's safe.
Well, my clients feel safe. Again, there's no safe harbor, though.
Right.
I can't tell any of my clients that the SEC is not going to comment or try to come after them, but I can tell them that they'd have a hard time showing that it doesn't satisfy it, because they have no rules and regulations
in place, and yet it's supposed to be a live and working project today. Isn't
it was mandated to be alive July 5th of 2012.
Right. Wow. Okay. All right, so if someone is trying to figure out what to do on the new Jobs Act, they can call you and you'll give them some information on how it works and talk to them about the paperwork they have to have, correct?
Correct.
All right. And for the other, for the old 181 that's now back in for one more year, you need to, it's your accountant that's the trigger.
Yeah, and realize that by the end of this year, if you have a screenplay and you have a budget and you've got all your investment documents done and you have one day of photography with dialogue, you're grandfathered. And none of those things need to be as they were. You can amend your budget. You can amend your screenplay. You can amend your LLC documents. And you don't even need to use your one day of photography with dialogue as long as it's in the original screenplay that I have in my file. So I'm telling people, I don't know if it's going to ever be extended again. It's rolling the dice every year. Take out your camera and grandfather as many movies as you can by the end of this year.
Oh, that's great advice. You're absolutely right. Great. Well, Corky, I'm so excited about the panel that you're going to have in Los Angeles. Will you be taking this on the road? Would you go to other cities in the future?
We don't know. Sundance was so successful, people said, let's go to where the people are, and that's Los Angeles.
Yeah.
We are going there, and we'll look and see how it goes. I am marginally expecting a significant turnout in Los Angeles once we get it set and we get Eventbrite to put it out there, and I send it out on my blast and get it to SAG and DGA and WGA and the Producers Guild, and I'll get it to you, Carol.
Thank you.
And to you, Claire. And we have to limit it only because of space and time.
Right.
And if it's very successful in L.A. and we can't service all the people, we might come back to L.A. In September or something.
Okay. That's
and do it again.
And do it again. Wonderful. Well, see, what the filmmaker said of your panel in Sundance was that they learned so much about pitching from watching everybody pitch. They saw who
no,
was
they
good.
Didn't watch. They couldn't watch. Each
oh, they
individual
didn't.
No person oh, was alone pitching. We didn't
well,
want to have other people hear other pitches.
Oh, I see. Well, then I guess she was talking about pitching people and the and Sundance herself and what she had learned from.
Oh,
Sundance.
She was great. She pitched her project. The panel. She was not in my team of judges, but
okay.
She pitched to the other three judges, and they even gave her advice on how to make her pitch stronger the next time she pitched. She was so grateful.
Oh, I bet she was. Okay, that's a key factor. So you don't have to pitch in front of the whole group. It's private.
Exactly.
Oh, that's good. That's a lot easier for filmmakers. All right, Karki, well, thank you again for coming to the show and for taking good care of all the filmmakers that you support and network. I know that everyone that works with you feels safe, secure, and they really love the support and the guidance you give them.
Okay. Well, it's my pleasure.
Corky, I just want to make sure we have a chance to hear how we can reach you, how our listeners can contact you.
Yes. Okay. So my direct line is 312-853-8448. My cell is 312-925-2110. My email is Kessler, KESSLER, at D as in David, L as in Larry, E as in Egg, C as in Charlie, .com. You can contact me, you can email me, you can call me. I am here to help only independent people in this business because we all need to roll up our sleeves and help people get their wonderful stories out there.
Well said.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. We really appreciate your being on the show and sharing all this information.
By the way, Claire and all and Carol, first of all, I thank you, Claire, for having this to be learning tool and educational for the filmmakers. And Carol, you're the best friend anybody who's independent in this business can have. And From the Heart Production is one of the greatest organizations that I've ever helped and been informed about. So my hat's off to both of you.
Thank you, Karki. How kind.
Yes, and we will see you next time. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I want to remind our listeners that David Raiklin is a brilliant and talented award-winning musician who scores films and can compose music for a trio or for a full orchestra. David is a very good friend to the independent filmmaker and comes highly recommended by From the Heart Production. If you need music to help tell your story, please contact him at davidraiklin.com. That's David, RAIKLEN.com. And Carol and I want to thank you for tuning in to The Art of Film Funding. Please visit our website at FromTheHeartProductions.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good luck with your films, everyone.